Letters to Daniel, Volume 1. Letter 10. The Return of the Gifts. Printed and posted in the year of Christ our King, 2011. In the 8th month, on the 6th day of the 8th month.
Chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them.
Dear Dan, I ceased speaking in tongues within a couple years after being initially baptized with the Spirit. I think there are many reasons for my own cessation. One was that I was still hurt by my experience at Cedar Woolley. I am usually a private person, but had a custom of attending very energetic Pentecostal and charismatic churches. Pentecostals were always trying to get everyone else to do what they were doing. So I would take a seat at the back and observe. That was my comfort zone, a nice quiet corner where I could watch, listen, and not have to talk in any tongue, at least not in public. There were a few occasions that I spoke in tongues at some meetings during prayer, but after I turned 16, I stopped altogether. Not because of doubt, but I think I needed to spend many years thinking about things, to think about all the various inputs and doctrines I had heard. I was perhaps a little confused, yet the Lord had granted me with a sound mind and keen intellect, so I waited and kept observing, and kept reading my Bible. And there was still the pain from the abuse in Cedar Woolley. I was there for a long time, until 1998 or 1999, when the Lord healed me from that. The healing came in this fashion. I had at that time developed an email correspondence with a church in Colorado. During one of my email exchanges, I brought up the subject of the gifts and tongues. Their response was from Scripture and that the gifts were voluntary, not coerced. And with that word, I was healed of the abuse. At the same time, 1998/99, of these email exchanges, I was working at a job across the street from where I had years earlier received the Ghostbusters balloon message. In fact, I was the night boss of both buildings. And one night, I felt like speaking in tongues. So I did, and I did a lot. I remember going into one of the offices in the basement that had a lot of equipment, and going around the room, touching all the equipment while praying in tongues. I knew at the time that the prayers were for the salvation of the operator of the equipment. Note: as I write this, the thought occurs to me that speaking with the tongues of angels is not much different than an F-14 Tomcat's movable wings that will sweep forward at low speed and then sweep back at supersonic speeds. All automatic, providing the appropriate wing service at need. More later. Blessings.
Rushing wind blow through this temple, blowing out the dust within. Come and breathe your breath upon me. I've been born again. Holy Spirit, I surrender. Take me where you want to. This temple, blowing out the dust we